And speaking of long ocean crossings, we're going to hear now from musician Tammy Nielsen. She was born in Canada, but she's been calling New Zealand home for a decade now. As part of our project Across Women's Lives, Nielsen spoke to us about her latest album and the three key moments that inspired it.
My new album is called Sassafras, which means a sassy person who speaks their mind. And it was inspired by, I guess, three things in my life that happened in the last few years. I lost a parent, I became a parent, I turned 40, and those three things really change your perspective. You suddenly don't put so much value on the judgments and criticisms of others, and it's a real celebration of freedom. Your head is shaking, your mouth is frowning. The first track on Sassafras is called Stay Out of My Business. Your elbows nudging, all the poison that you spread with these nasty words you say. You got is your own. It's become a bit of an anthem of sorts. It was taken from experiences that happened to me being a touring musician and a mother. And I'd never really encountered sexism and misogyny with such full force as when I dared to be both a mom and continued to be a touring musician. And on tour, I'd have people coming up to me saying, who's looking after your children and how can you leave them? And I was just crushed by this guilt and then realized, you know, life is too short and I'm providing an amazing role model for my boys, a hardworking, passionate person. I'm never going to have to say to my boys, follow your dreams, because they're watching me do it every day. Skeletons rattle inside. Dark and dirty closets need the Hollywood sign. This next track off of the album is called Smoking Gun, and it was written the week that the sexual misconduct allegations started to roll out of Hollywood and sparking the incredible Me Too movement. And this song in particular is about a certain Hollywood producer who's recently been arrested. Well, there's a predator creeping in the pool, the king of the casting couch where he rules. Golden boy has started to crack, squirming like a worm under a magnifying glass. The smoking gun. Sassafras definitely leans toward a very retro, nostalgic feel. And I guess that's just because that's the music that I immerse myself in. I am a huge fan of Sharon Jones. I was deeply saddened when we lost her. And I felt like I had deeply connected with her when I saw the documentary, Miss Sharon Jones. I particularly remember a scene where she's on the cover of a magazine and she starts to cry because she says, I wish that my mom was here to see this. I deeply connected with that. I had just lost my dad and all these achievements that happen after you lose someone. There's a small element of emptiness and wanting to share it with them. And then she talked about how she was told she was too fat, she was too old, she was too black. And having been told, you know, two out of three of those things, it really resonated with me. And the last song that I'd like to play for you today is called Miss Jones. Her resilience is something that I just wanted to capture and celebrate in this song.